It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out radio show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on 106.7, 5, and 3. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn Radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When legendary drummer Keith Moon was MIA, who did the Who turn to?
Yo, Paulie!
When the great Pele asked for a sub, who did his World Cup team turn to?
Yo, Paulie!
Now this world-renowned musician slash athlete has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only, I mean, could you imagine a twin? Paul Lavoy.
All right, and welcome to Speak Out, I guess, to make maximum use of airtime since we have Mayor Cal Sheehy. That was a good cover, right?
Yeah.
It's because we were talking, so I didn't cue the music up. But anyway, I don't care. I'll go a cappella. I do it all the time. It is Tuesday, July 28, 2026. We are with Mayor Cal Sheehy. Newly elected, re-elected Mayor Cal Sheehy, third term coming up.
Yes, this will be my third term.
Nice. And Cameron Moses is here, council member, right?
Glad to be here, Paul.
How many, you have 2 years left, right?
Yeah, like two and a few months.
Right. And I always say local business owner, right? Are you the business owner, manager?
Yep. We own Che Bones Steakhouse.
Okay. Is there anything in association with Che Bones that's owned also? Is there another Che Bones?
No, we used to have another restaurant down in the Parker Dam area, which is where I, you know, kind of grew up as a kid. I went to school up here, but I lived down in Parker Dam. So we've had restaurants down there, but
you could have Che Bones.
This is the first one I haven't had.
And so. Them Bones.
Yeah.
That would be tight, right?
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
That would work because everybody would know.
Yep.
Right?
I love it.
Yeah, Che Bones, Them Bones, Them Bones. All right. Anyway, welcome to the show, everybody. And by the way, our number, 928-854-5687. I know announcer Casey says it a million times in the intro. Actually, he says it once, I think, or twice. 928-854-KNTR, or you can text us at 928-727-5566. I'm gonna try to try to get away from that whole, what is it? This is talk radio. Not just listen radio.
Mm-hmm.
I heard a guy on the sports station the other day, and he said, you know, folks, without you, there's no me, right? Without the callers, there's no me. Mm-hmm. What? I don't know that you're out there. If you're shy, you can text us. That's why we got the text line. So 928-727-5566, because without you, there's no Speak Out. That's why it was called Speak Out in the first place.
Yes.
Did you know that?
Well, you know, I followed it for quite some time. I think, was it Steve Cleverly, maybe?
Before Steve.
Yes.
Was Dave Bell.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Dave Bell, who was my news director for about 3 weeks up the street. So, yeah, a long time ago.
How long has it been going?
And then Jared's been, Jared was with him too. Remember Jared, not Goff. I'll think of it in a minute.
Football player?
No. He worked for the Convention and Visitors Bureau with Dan Cunning, and they left and went to the Redwoods or something. I don't remember.
Yes.
Jared Lyman.
Yes.
That's it.
I remember him.
You remember him?
Yeah. Yeah,
were you in high school?
I was young.
I went to high school with him. We graduated.
Did you really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
So here's fun fact, right? When you're listening, I think it's casual. That stage, one of those goes, that time is, right? And it has the number, right? PM.
Yes.
That's Jared's voice.
He does a lot of voiceover and did a lot of voiceover in this area.
He literally, from what he told me, voiced that part, the time is, and then he voiced 1, 2, 3, 4, and they copied them all as voice files.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And they still use it today. It's kind of funny.
Yes.
So, anyway, thoughts on the election? Because I have my thoughts, but you're the mayor, you're the guest, you're the priority.
Sure. So the first thing that comes to mind is I'm glad it's over. The primary election was last Tuesday, actually a week ago. Mm-hmm. Very honored to be elected for a third term as mayor of Lake Havasu City. We also have two other races at the local office that were determined. We have Councilmember Michelle Lynn was reelected for another term, mm-hmm. and then we have Councilmember-elect Sam Scamardo, which was elected for a term that will begin in November. Congratulations to both of them.
And that'll be his second term too, just not in.
Yeah, good point. Yeah. Yeah, he ran or he served from his campaign. He said 30 years ago for a term.
Was it 30 years ago?
That's what he would say.
Wow.
I think I heard from Mr. Greeley. Sam left the council in 2000.
Okay.
That's so. What I have heard that. So that's like 26 years.
26 years, yeah.
I wonder if there's a record or some sort of benchmark for that for council, you know, a former council member to run again for council and what span that would be.
Sure.
If we can get Sam Scamardo, our lovable curmudgeon, in the Guinness Book of World Records somehow.
Interesting thought. That might be. Yeah, I'm not sure.
It's got to be more than that, though, right?
Yeah, potentially.
I mean, Joe Arpaio's got something.
Yes. Yeah, but he was a sheriff for a long time.
A long time.
36 years, I think.
Possibly.
I think he had nine terms.
Oh, wow.
I think that's what it was.
It's a long time.
And he keeps running for mayor of Queen Creek.
Fountain Hills.
Yeah.
Fountain Hills. Or not been successful.
No, not yet.
No.
So he's 92 now, I think.
I heard he was in his 90s.
Yeah.
Not sure.
So are you surprised about Sam Scamardo?
You know, when we have elections, there were seven candidates, and so it's, you know, really was anyone's opportunity to be elected during this process. Not only do we have Councilmember Lynn reelected and then Councilmember-elect Scamardo, but we have Councilmember Jenny Koch and candidate Neil Tinsley that are going to be going into a runoff for November.
Right.
So that'll determine the third and final seat on the city council. Which brings me to political signs. There's lots of confusion about what's happening with political signs out there. Those candidates that are advancing to the general election, so in the case of our local election, Councilmember Koch and candidate Neil Tinsley, mm-hmm. They are able to keep their signs out and installed. Those that either won or lost in the primary and are not advancing to the general election, those signs need to be removed within 15 days of the election. So you've slowly been seeing the streets cleaned up with campaign signs, but those candidates that remain for the general election will continue to be installed.
Now that's a city ordinance.
Correct.
But is there any county framework, or because there are signs in the county too and state?
Yeah, you know, I'm not familiar with the county provisions or the state provisions. I know that ours follows state law, but, you know, has our own spin on it, on what's important to our residents. So, yeah, what I just said is based in Lake Havasu City.
I was surprised at Sam being elected, not because he's Sam. He knows city politics, and he's been here long enough in that, and he owned a business, he sold a business. But we had a very capable candidate when Cameron was elected, named Mike Bonney. Mm-hmm. I polled people around town, not like formally or any, just informally. Not who did you vote for or whatever, but did you vote for Mike Bonney? No. Why not? He's too old. Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry, Sam is not young. Mm-hmm. I just thought maybe that was the prevailing thought in this town. I was wrong. I'm completely wrong.
Do you know what's funny about
that? Did I say that politically enough?
Sure. I mean, yeah. It's when I first ran, we lowered the age of the council. So mm-hmm. when I first was there, we had Councilmember Koch was there, and Councilmember Alger were the two young mm-hmm. Younger folks on the council. And then when I was elected, Jenny Koch was elected, and Michelle Lynn was elected. We lowered the age, and then of course then comes.
But still, when I was running, I heard that a lot. It's like, oh, good, I'm glad you're running. We don't want those old farts up there. We need to lower the age and get some young, youthful blood. But I would almost agree with where you're going with
the
this.
Assessment.
I almost feel like this time the voters valued experience over
Yeah.
Over substance or anything. I mean, they wanted people who have been there, done that, and can get in there and maybe make a change or not, but just have the experience.
But there was a lot of behind-the-scenes experience with Taylor, yes. Right? That's what surprised me. I was like, wow, okay. So, but there was a message. Apparently, it was change the makeup of the council, but not the mayor. So you're obviously a capable mayor, and a lot of I mean, a 9-point win is like 3 touchdowns in football.
Sure.
No, really. 3. I've been following politics a long time, as you know, mm-hmm. since the 72 convention. Right. I was 8 years old. I was a nerd. Okay. 3 points in an election is like a touchdown.
Yes.
And there's no recount for 3 points, right? Or 3%, as people want to say.
Sure.
There's no recount. I think you have to get to the 0.1 or 0.2 level, 0.1%, 0.2% to trigger an automatic recount or whatever, right?
Right.
So, anyway, the election is the election. Whether or not you like it, the people have spoken.
Yes.
And as a majority of the people, and that's where we're at. So
yeah, you know, as we finish that conversation, it would be really great as we go into the general election that we can increase voter turnout. So if there's anyone listening that has is not registered to vote, or family or friends are not registered to vote, I encourage you to get registered to vote before the deadline so that you can exercise your right in the general election. It's important that we have all voices heard within our community, and we can have the outcome of the elections be representative of the entire population.
And I got a note from the mothership. Sam served from 1996 to 2000.
Okay, yes.
And the mayor at that time was Melanie Grinstead Hannock.
Yes.
I'm not going to say it the other way.
Yeah.
I almost.
Yes, that is 30 years.
Done so many shows with that man, right?
Yes.
You get used to saying it a certain way. So, any other surprises? I was a little surprised that Mike Ganuccio finished first among Republicans. Were you?
Yeah, he had a really strong lead.
Very strong.
And so, you know, he was always a contender. In kind of the circles out in the public, I would hear between Grace Hecht, David Rose, and Mike Ganuccio, in no particular order, really, of how that would be. But he did have a really commanding lead when
the
numbers came in.
It's that Kingman vote. And we had what was her name? You know,
Regina Cobb.
Regina Cobb, thank
yes.
you. Was it a dentist from Kingman?
Yes.
You had Sam C.C. Medrano
yes.
in Bullhead, very popular. He was a pretty popular councilman, you know, and I worked with Sam. He and I worked at TV2 together. And again, it's that Kingman influence. There's something about, it's not the size of the dog, it's the, right?
Yes.
It's not the, what is that saying? It's not the fight in the dog?
Size of the dog in the fight, it's the size of the fight in the dog.
Dog, right, yes. right. But it just seems like that community has a say, not so much over Havasu, but definitely Bullhead.
Interesting.
Does that make sense?
It does. Yeah, we had Representative Nancy McLean out of the Bullhead City area.
That was rare.
And the mid like, what, 2010,
but
11, 12.
But she ran for re-election and lost.
Well, she was, I think, termed out in the House and went to the Senate and lost.
And lost,
against
right.
Kelly Ward, I believe, at that time.
It might have been.
Yes.
Might have been.
Yeah.
So, other races to look at, and now you've got Brian McMahon, who's the Democrat, that's going to be challenging for that seat, which should be interesting.
For the House seat?
Yes.
Yes.
And I know Brian personally, so I'm going to not comment. It's not that I don't have anything good. I mean, it's not that I don't have anything bad to say. I just don't feel it's appropriate until election night when we're looking at results.
Sure.
You know, I don't want to sway the election anyway, either way. So probably a good time to go to break. I'm going to play something that probably you haven't heard in a long time. And Paul Rogers is the lead singer, Cameron.
Oh, wow.
Right. You remember The Firm?
I do not, Paul.
You don't? Paul Rogers, Jimmy Page on guitar.
I know Jimmy.
And I don't remember who the other members were.
The Firm, huh?
It was one of those super groups. Yep.
Oh, with it. Yeah. All the big pieces.
Might be Greg Lake on bass. I can't remember. Anyway, a little Radioactive by The Firm. We're with Mayor Cal Sheehy and Council Member Cameron Moses. We'll come back a little bit more election time. I want to find out what's in it for Havasu. We elected you, but what's in it for us? Right?
We've been talking about that for 6 months. Yeah.
Don't you love that expression by Sheriff Schuster right now?
Yes.
I love it, man.
Yeah.
3.5 years, I'm the world's greatest sheriff. Right? right?
Yeah.
6 months, I'm the worst.
Yes. Yeah.
Back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out. I'm Paul Lavoie.
Pictures and passing time, you only smile like that when you're drinking. I wish I didn't, but I do remember every moment on the night.
Dude, you're going to see Zach Bryant, really?
Yep.
I love this song.
My wife got me these tickets for my birthday, so we're taking off.
Is Casey Musgraves going to be with him?
That would be nice. Maybe she'll make an appearance.
That's in San Diego then.
Yep. San Diego this weekend.
When you said Zach Bryan off the air, I was like, I know that name. And then this song is like, just boom.
He's got a few songs that really move you.
I really love this song. There's a reason I really love this song. I won't say it on the air, but little personal, but man, this is a great song.
Yeah.
It's just so well done.
Cold sugar, cold in time. You were begging me to stay till the sun rose.
That part right there, it just caught me. I was like, wow. Yeah. So good stuff. Speak Out brought to you in part by Mojave Mortgage. Love those guys. You don't see Paul get goosebumps very often, but when you do, right? Mojave Electric Cooperative, also Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford, by TWN Fiber Internet, Salmon's Air Conditioning, Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, and by Booby Falls Restaurant and Rodeo. You guys been yet?
I went on a tour during Winterfest.
Of course you did.
But I haven't had a chance to go. Until the election was last week, I didn't really have a lot of free time.
You rarely even got meals, I'm sure.
Right.
You didn't have any free time?
Not much free
before
time.
Before the election?
Before the election.
Come on.
Yeah.
All right. Don't forget to check out our Speak Out sponsors. Go patronize them, man. They're the other reason we're on the air, right? Not just you and your lack of calls. So you like that? All right. We do have a text. Excellent. I'm going to go ahead and ask you, Cal. It's kind of a lengthy one. I want to read it before I actually put it on the air. So, I mean, I know your message. A lot of people maybe were deaf to the message. People hear what they want to hear, in other words.
Sure.
Tell us what your vision of Havasu, what are your plans for the next 4 years? I mean, we saw the Site 6 renovation. We've seen the waterfront, not the waterfront, but waterfront be approved for the zoning changes on the island.
Yes.
And the new bridge coming in. That's the top three.
Yeah, so we have really amazing things that we're working on. So, I mean, first is just good governance. I mean, it's important that we have good leadership within the community. So that starts at the base of it. But good fiscal stewardship, the second bridge, as you indicated, that we're working on, Fire Station 7, which we cut the ribbon on 2 weeks ago,
I believe.
That's
so exciting.
He doesn't miss a beat, does he?
Yeah, so great. And then also, at our last council meeting, we did protections for shoreline preservation as part of the general plan process that we've been working on, guaranteeing by right 75 feet of shoreline preservation for our residents for generations to come in perpetuity. Mm-hmm. And that's just the starting point on any additional changes or developments that may occur. But that's really where the focus is at. Obviously, water security is so important. We expect some news in the next week or so from the federal government when it comes to the Colorado River management, how that impacts Arizona, how that impacts the lower basin states, and so we'll work on that.
There was a big headline, a very interesting article about some of the things that they think Arizona might cut, or all of the basin states might have to cut this morning.
Yes.
It was interesting.
Seems that daily there's a new article or a different perspective on the Colorado River. But
so we're having this bigger discussion about which states how much they have to cut. But then once that gets decided, then the states have to figure out, well, how are they going to get to that number?
Right.
Did you hear the proposed number?
For Arizona? Yeah, it's in the 30s.
33%.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I'm so torn on this. I don't know if you've heard I've asked federal officials. I even asked Biggs, who's running for governor.
Yes.
And I said, Andy, you know, we're all in the same country. We all live along the same river. We all have the same, you know, concerns when it comes to water. Why not have an average? And everybody gets that average. Yeah. And, you know, I don't understand why, you know, what makes Colorado more or Wyoming or Utah more important than Arizona or Nevada or California. I just don't get it.
Yeah, it's the priority system that mm-hmm. they...
But that was developed in 1927.
Yeah, 1922.
The Colorado River Compact, which I always told yes. Harry Reid he was a part of.
Yeah.
So, anyway, we do have a text, 928-727-5566. Text your question in. No voice required, right? There's no nobody's listening to you, or we're not going to put a flock camera on your voice, all right? With all of the pushback Cal received this election, especially about the commons, what does he plan to change? Will the commons be built up and beautified more? If the plan images hung on their gate in the beginning, I'm not sure what that means. There was supposed to be a stage and a small fountain in the center. Second text, don't get me wrong, I love Cal. I don't know what that means. And what he does for the community. This specific project just seemed to be half-arsed and forgotten about for a while. I think that might be my text of the week.
Sure, yeah, that's a great question.
It is a great question, because how do you revisit the commons? It's a political landmine now.
Sure. Yeah, so we first need to get the full council seated. And, you know, I'm one vote of seven on the council, and we have to see what the will of the council will be on that. But as it is funded right now, the commons is complete. There is a mobile stage that will be pulled out for events. There's fencing and all of the things that would make that area usable for different event spaces. But if there is any changes that want to occur outside of what was already designed, we would have to have that conversation with the city council at that time. One of the challenges with the Main Street Commons is that we've been talking about it since the America's Best Community Competition back in 2016. And so we went through a variety of different iterations, and they were very vetted throughout the public and public input. When we went to actually design this one, we had lots of town halls and lots of gatherings among our residents. We had lots of public hearings, both on the Parks and Rec Advisory Board as well as at the City Council. And what came to be is what's been designed now. And so, you know, I know that people want to blame me for it, or that it's over budget, or that it's these things, but it's just not. It's not any of those things. $975,000 of the expenses, what came from the general plan. Mm-hmm. Everything else was grant funded or the America's Best Community Competition winning. So that'll be a conversation we'll have once the council's seated, if there's an appetite to do anything different.
Yeah, I think that's one of the struggles with that, is that there are so many people who had an opinion about it that weren't part of the original planning. And you do a good job. You try every single time of drawing it back of what the intent was with the people who were on those committees. And so many people were a part of those discussions, and they've waited so long to get this done. And so that people don't remember those conversations. So
I agree.
Everybody kept calling it a park, and I'm like, well, it's not really a park.
It's an activity center.
It's supposed to be an event center. It's like, well, okay, how come there's not more, you know, all those poles should be trees. I'm like, well, you can't put electric panels on a tree. Like, you need electricity for all of the vendors and the
sure.
sound and lights and all that stuff. And so I think it'll continue to be more and more pretty. At night when it's lit up with those lights and the thing, I think it's really cool. And then the trees that are there will start getting bigger, and it'll start looking more and more, you know, like rotary with natural
sure.
shade and all that good stuff. I think it's a wait and see how it goes. But, yeah, again, the plan is done. It's going to be up to the new council. If they want to beautify it more, that's where the council is going to go with it.
So a little Thompson Square as we go to break. And, guys, I got a confession to make. The other night, I had the biggest urge the other night to use a swing set. to get on a swing and just swing like when you're a kid, you know?
Did you do it?
No. Yeah. I was thinking, I'm going to ask the mayor, where's a good swing set around here that'll hold me?
Yeah, Rotary Park. Rotary Park has a great great swing set.
They got the chains and the good... Okay.
Don't ask Cal. Yeah. You need to ask this guy. I know where the good...
makes sense. Yeah. He makes a lot of sense. Yeah. Should I call Parks and Rec and say, what are your swing sets rated at?
Yeah.
Is that funny or what?
I'll show you where the good ones are.
Okay, perfect. Back with more in a moment. Little Thompson Square. You going to kiss me or not? That's what I was trying to show. Because you've gone country on me, man.
Well, a specific brand of country, but yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, a little bit.
Not so much this?
It's my wife. It's my all my wife's fault. We got to go to country to keep her happy. So.
Yeah, there you go. She is the Department of War and Finance, right?
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Back with more in a moment. 928-854-5687. 928-854-KNTR. It's a vacation countdown for me, folks. I got a show tomorrow, got a show Thursday, and got a show on Friday, believe it or not. Yeah, Rich Lettman's going to come in on Friday.
Great.
District 2 County Supervisor. Yeah, but the thing about Rich is you have to get the suites ready. I don't know if you know this, right?
I did not know that.
I didn't know it was an option.
Well, he told me Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, but then someone else told me Rice Krispie Treats. So,
well, if we're talking riders, I'll send you an email.
Are you going to send me a rider?
Yeah.
That's funny. That is really funny. But no, in all seriousness, we're going to talk about the county takeover of Laughlin Bullhead International Airport.
Yes.
That's going to be huge. Won't be the whole show. Ooh. But he is definitely the inside source on that.
He is.
All right. Yes. Back with more in a moment. 928-727-5566. If you want to shoot us a text. And wait till you hear who I'm working on. I'll tell you off the air. You're not going to believe it. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Are you going to kiss me or not?
You laughed and wondered why we didn't last. It had been a long time, but later last night, baby, we caught up real fast.
All I know, Cameron, is Nicole Kidman would look really good in my shirt. Right?
Yeah.
A young Nicole Kidman.
Yeah.
I don't know about lately. Anyway, speak up, Bronte. I don't know where I'm going with this. In part by The Chair, also Mojave College, by Solar Power, by Esme Electric, by Dorita's Place for Pets, Legacy Rehab and Care, and by A&B Propane, online at abpropaneaz.com. And as Steve would say, man, she's way out of your pay grade, brother. She's out of a lot of people's pay grade.
No kidding.
She might be even out of Mel Gibson's pay grade, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, what'd you think of that guest suggestion off the air, huh?
Yeah,
not
be,
bad.
Yeah, it'd be exciting for our future.
Would be. You think that would gain some listeners if I promoted even?
I think so.
Yeah?
Yes.
Even Democrats, huh?
Yeah.
I think lots of people would like to hear.
She's right. Still pull a crowd in.
Right. So one thing new this year, and this is on a state level. I'm going to get your take on this, Mayor Sheehy, is the lieutenant governor.
Yes.
And in Nevada, it's an elected lieutenant governor. In Nevada, the lieutenant governor's office, and I've talked about this with Andy Biggs, is in charge of the state's film office.
Okay.
The state's film office, it goes through the lieutenant governor. Hmm. Now, if Biggs wins, or if Hobbs wins re-election, that office is whatever they say it is.
Yes.
Okay? So, and there's a thought that Rachel Mitchell could be the running mate for Andy Biggs. She is the district attorney for Maricopa County.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very tough on crime. And a good conservative, too.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, what are your thoughts on that, the whole lieutenant governor being added to the ticket, not elected, number one? And I know this was a referendum from the voters in 2024.
Yeah, you know, Arizona has looked at this for many, many years. It failed all of the times before. So the late 80s when Governor, was it Meacham? Or,
Meacham?
Meacham got...
the lovable Evan Meacham.
Right, yes. Yeah. So when he got had to leave office, he was a Republican. Democrat Rose Mofford took over, from ascended from the Secretary of State's office.
Right.
And then again in the mid-2000s, when Janet Napolitano, a Democratic governor, left to go to President Obama's administration, then Republican Secretary of State Jan Brewer, who became our governor, ascended. So they've always wanted... or the discussion's always been, should we have a lieutenant governor so we can ensure party continuity should the governor ever, you know, leave office for some reason?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what drove this. So in Arizona, each, which is unique because each governor now going forward will select their running mate, if you will. They will be elected, and then each administration gets to determine what that lieutenant governor does.
True.
What department they're going to run, but they would either be the chief of staff or they would run a particular department that the governor gets to appoint.
Interesting.
It's going to be real interesting. So it's not until the first week of September, I believe, is the deadline
for
both both camps to make their announcement of who they are going to select.
Well, the other choice that Biggs had in mind was Marquez Peterson. I can't remember her first name.
Leah.
But Leah Marquez Peterson,
yeah, she's
yes.
a corporation commissioner.
Do you know her?
I do, yes. Yep. Yeah, she's from the Tucson area. She's a conservative Republican on the corporation commission.
She's a Flynn Brown fellow, too.
Yeah, she's
I got to meet her at our you know session. She's a sharp lady.
But that might be a tough sell, especially for Havasu, because the Corporation Commission isn't exactly loved in this town.
Very true.
Well, I think that's some of the outcome of the election we just had on last Tuesday is Ralph Heap ousted one of the incumbent Republicans, and I think that was not just Havasu, but these rate cases that are occurring and the growing energy rates that Arizonans are paying and the unaffordability of it, something's got to give, and I think that's what we saw at the ballot box.
Right. We have a council meeting tonight.
We do.
And three public meeting items, right?
Yeah, you know, it's actually a really light agenda for us this meeting. We have two liquor licenses for consideration and the purchase of a fire engine. So those are the three items. We don't really have even anything on the consent other than our meeting minutes from the previous meeting. It should be a relatively mild meeting this afternoon. Based on the agenda items that made it through the process to be able to make it for this meeting.
Yeah.
Okay. Any thoughts about any of those agenda items?
You know, the liquor licenses are routine, so that, you know, not anything there. But the fire apparatus is, it's unique because there's very, very few fire truck manufacturers, if you will. And so the length of time that it takes to get for council to award and then for us to actually get the equipment takes several years. And so we have to do really careful planning, and Chief Palafis has done a great job kind of outlining what our capital needs are going to be so that we can not only manage the calendar, but we can manage the budget, and we can ensure that we are doing it the most fiscally responsible way on behalf of the taxpayers in service of our residents. So,
yeah. So Councilman Dolan, he didn't run, obviously, he's leaving.
Yes.
When does he leave? When does Councilman Scarmato get sworn in?
Yeah, so our second meeting in November is the, by city code, is when we do the new council members. So that'll be Councilmember Dolan's last meeting, and it'll be Councilmember Scarmato will get sworn in, as will Councilmember Lynn,
yeah.
myself, and then whoever's successful in the runoff.
Jenny or Tim.
Okay. I have to ask you, Cameron.
Uh-oh.
2 years from now, right? Well, he's still going to be mayor.
Yeah.
So that's not an option. And
but I will I won't be doing it this last term.
No, so. But he won't be on the ballot. Yeah. I'm just saying that option. Yes. Are you going to continue politically?
You know, that's TBD. You just got to make those decisions when they come up. You know, I would say to make a decision right after an election is a bad time.
Yeah.
You know, emotions are high. And so yeah, that's TBD. But I will tell you this, we still have our E3 Academy, which is a candidate training academy that myself and Ginny Koch, so if anybody is interested in running in the next election, I'd love to help you out and love to, show you some things and talk to you about campaign finance and some of these things that are can be intimidating to people. So check out E3 Havasu, and we'll get you some info, and it'll be a year from this month, of year from August, where we'll be doing our next academy.
I hadn't heard
of
that.
For anybody interesting. Yeah, we did the one this last time. We had about, I'd say about 20 people in the academy. We had former mayors. We had all of the, basically every legislature we have, school board, state representatives, lobbyists, campaign finance people. Everybody come and talk about what it's like to run, what you can expect. And it was very successful, and it's something that's been a passion of mine and Jenny's, and Cal has been a huge help with helping us get this off the ground. So,
is there a fee for that?
Nope, we do it come, well, no, we did it like it, basically, because we provide lunch and stuff like
that.
Right,
right.
We recoup some costs, but I've taken former, my past campaign and put it into this foundation so that it can help people, because we need good people to run. We need good everyday people who just care about this community to step up, to be willing to step up, and to serve. And it's a harder thing to do. It's getting harder and harder with the climate.
Oh, man.
And
I don't know how you guys do it.
Yeah, it's really just to demystify running for public office at all levels, as Councilmember Moses said, from school board all the way up to President of the United States. Just how do you demystify that process and make it accessible for everyday residents? Because it's government of the people, by the people, and it can only be that way if the people step up to.
Absolutely.
Are you guys satisfied with the election process itself? You know, nothing really changed, even though we have current legislature and the county is like, well, nothing to see here. It just seemed like, I mean, I'm on the air with Ron Gould. We're doing results, and no second drop while we're on the air. And we stayed on until 10:30. Mm-hmm. That seems like an excessively long time to me.
Well,
I'm not trying to take any digs at anybody, and I know it's a tough job down there, but Maricopa County was, for the most part, done. By that time.
Yeah, you know, I'd say it's easy to be a Monday morning quarterback.
Thanks.
And I mean, they have a tough job, and I believe that our elections are fair, and they go through them.
I believe they're fair. Yeah,
there's a lot of early lates, is what I learned, and so really, I don't know that that's the elections department. I think we need to have voters ensure that they get their ballot back to the polling location sooner, so that signature verification can happen earlier, because I mean, they have to manually verify those signatures.
I saw
it takes time.
When I voted at Quality Inn, I saw two people. They had a line of about six or seven that I was in. I think I was the last person in line. And two people came in with their same-day mail-in ballots that they signed, sealed, and dropped off.
Yeah.
That was the holdup.
That's the biggest slow-up in the election.
Yes.
So the legislation, the way to get it right is what was proposed and then what was sent back by Governor Hobbs, is that those ballots that were dropped off on Election Day need to be dropped off by 7 p.m. the Friday before the election. That's how the law is in Florida. Mm-hmm. I believe that will fix our problem.
Well, then the signatures can be verified at that point. Yes.
Right.
But if they miss that deadline, will they still be able to vote, you know, provisionary? You know what I mean?
They'd be able to vote in person.
If they never actually get to file their early ballot, they should be allowed to vote in person. You would agree with that?
Yeah, right? Absolutely. You have a month to vote. You have a month to vote early.
Trust me. I share your frustration.
I vote on Election Day. I just feel it's my duty to vote on Election Day. My father voted on Election Day. So did my mother and my stepmother. So
see, I like doing it at home, doing all my research.
I do all that.
Well, and I know you do. Everybody's process.
That's why you have
different.
The sample ballot and you mark it. I watched my parents do it a million times.
Yeah.
But anyway, I digress. Yes. So I always say that every show now. I have to ask you this, Cal. Have you had any conversations with Dave Johnson?
He called me after the election results came out on Thursday when we had that final drop. I thanked him for running his race and getting involved, and said I'm here to help move any of the ideas that he had brought forward during the campaign and talk those through. And so we had a great conversation, and that was the extent of that.
You want to get into specifics? What are some of the ideas?
He'd had a lot of discussion about beautification. He had some discussion about the airport.
Mm-hmm.
But I left it open-ended. Anything that if he wanted to, I'm happy to have those discussions.
Oh, interesting. What do you think you learned from this last campaign? What's your big takeaway? Say your top three.
I never thought like Havasu City would get to the point where we would have a campaign process that would be so ugly, if you will. And, you know, we're all just residents that live here, want to serve our community and do what's best. And we've never really seen that before. And unfortunately, we saw it here. I think that this was the first election cycle, really, where AI was accessible to everybody, and folks were using it with untrue information and misinformation, and it really created a lot of negative discourse within our community, which I think we're better than that.
No. And absolutely, people always they forget these are people.
And is this usually, where I get my hand on the dump button?
these are good people. You know what I mean?
I do.
Jenny Coker is a good woman. Neil mm-hmm. Tinsley is a great man. They both obviously care about the community, and I wish people would just respect that more.
Yeah, and really, where it hurts the family more than it
oh
hurts
my
the candidate. Though.
It kills my wife.
Yeah, it's so sad what our families go through. Yeah.
There's another part of this too, and people want to see participation at the polls, but it's a form of voter suppression. People tune it out. And they don't want to hear it. And then, I don't know why I'm voting in the first place.
Yeah.
People actually do that. It's really absolutely. Sad. It's and you sad. Need to be more constructive as a community. We all live in the same community. There's no reason to get polarizing about it.
Exactly. Yeah, we can have different ideas. We can have different perspectives.
Exactly.
We can have different ways to do it.
Right.
But we can also be very respectful in the process while we have those conversations.
But aren't there also other, the open-ended question, are you happier with Havasu now or then? I was happier then. My rent was half the price.
Exactly.
Yes. Of course I was happier then.
Yes.
But that's not what it's all about. It's the state of the city. I think with a new courthouse, looking pretty good. Mm-hmm. You've got for all its faults and cost overruns and this and that and the other thing, the Commons.
No cost overruns. It came in under budget.
What is the word then? Changes?
No change orders.
No change orders.
It's just not a thing. Those just aren't things.
So those were campaign points that were untrue?
Yes. Someone else can do the fact checking.
Well, anyway,
but that's just not the case.
For the Commons, with all its faults or whatever, and you don't like it and you don't like what the design of the final product looks like, you know what? It's still better than what it was.
Yes.
Because I had to endure, taking equipment up those little berms, and it was not fun.
No, the embankments were large. People just don't see all of those things when you drive by it. But, it was what was planned with the outcome of all of the town halls and the public hearings. It's going to be something that people are going to be very excited in 10 years, in 20 years, or 30 years, that we have a downtown gathering place. And that was always the goal, to have a place where we could
gather
as a community.
Business and activity
and
fun community events. And I go down there on First Friday or different concerts, and I don't know. Those are always my favorite days, just seeing our community come together.
And the people down there love it.
Yeah.
They love the space.
Literally everybody there is having a blast. Yeah. Appreciative of the, the amenities that are there.
And I saw all the candidates collecting signatures in the space.
Yeah, they're all there.
It obviously was a place that people gathered.
Yeah. When's that start back up?
First Fridays.
I heard September. I'm like, what?
Yeah,
that
might
seems
be a little
warm.
Yeah, I'm not sure. September, October, somewhere in that time frame, but I'm not sure.
All right. So, final thoughts? You got any public service announcements?
Yeah, just a couple real quick. We have Havasu City is hiring, so we do have some positions available. We will be having a job fair or a career fair on Friday, August 28th, 2026, from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. At the Aquatic Center in the Relics and Rods Hall. We'd love to have anyone that is interested in working for Lake Havasu City to come and see us at the career fair. And then we also are doing lots of road and infrastructure projects throughout the community, so please be safe while you're out there driving the roads.
Yeah.
And I would also like to wish Councilmember Moses a very happy birthday.
Is your birthday today?
It is.
Yes.
Do you like your birthday?
I love it.
That's my favorite
thing. I'm going to spend it tonight with all my favorite people.
At the council meeting.
I got you. I got you. I spent my birthday weekend, it was a D-backs weekend.
Nice.
If you hadn't heard, Legislative District 30 Senator Hilde Angus.
Oh, that's great.
That was kind of fun.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun.
A lot of fun.
So I'll be there also a week from this Friday. The Dodgers are in town. And I believe the World Series MVP, the pitcher, is it Is it Matsushita? Is that his name?
I'll butcher it. No,
well, and Ohtani, of course.
Yeah.
I want to see Ohtani play before. It's like on my bucket list.
Our generation's baby.
Dude, 50 home runs and 50
yeah.
stolen bases?
Insane.
So the reason I'm playing Love Drive by the Scorpions is the next day, the 29th of August, is a band. You should see these guys on YouTube. Love Drive, tribute to the Scorpions.
Nice.
They look like the band that I saw back in the day twice or three times. They're pretty amazing. So, all right, that does it for another Speak Out. I'll come back for a final shot in a moment. Cameron Moses, thank you so much for being here.
Absolutely.
And remember, it's Dem Bones.
Dem
right?
Bones.
That's your second one, all right?
All right.
Not Shea Bones. Not, what is it, Shea Bones?
Shea Bones.
Shea Bones. But Dem Bones. And Mayor Kalshi, thanks so much for being here. You're a gracious guest.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
No, we appreciate you, man. Thank you. And congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. Stay with us. Back with more in a moment. It's a little Love Drive by the actual Scorpions. Welcome back to Speak Out and a little Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. Of course, that's for Cameron Moses. That's what we usually play for Cameron anyway. On tomorrow's show, we're going to talk about a community blood drive that starts next week. You know, I'm due for a double. We used to call it a double. Now it's called a Power Red. Anyway, Nicole Schultz is going to be on tomorrow from Vitalant. That's at the 11 o'clock interview. And then 11:30 is coming back. Dirk is back. I call him Dirk. It's Rick Rigler, all right? I call him Dirk, so, all right, for obvious reasons. Lake Havasu Marine Association President Rick Rigler will be on the show. As for now, Hannity's up next, preceded by Fox News. I am out of here. One more day closer to vacation!
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.